Mrs. Lee, reel 4.
I would like you to tell me now what this work on driving the overhead cranes involved. What did you actually do?
Well,
As conveyor Lee, you were conveyoring.
we sat in these cranes, which climb up ladders to get in. There was a control at this side for the crane ropes and a driving control at this side. And we used to drive all round the factory, a very, very big factory. And we used to have a man following. We used to call him a crane follower. He used to follow this crane to fasten the tubes ready for us picking up to take to the departments where they had to go. It was a very interesting
So
job.
you were actually sitting at a driving wheel. You were driving something.
Yes. Little square boxes like this up in the air. They'd be eighth of the top of this house or taller. And then we'll be sat in a little square box like this. Then there'd be a space here. There was a control here for the ropes to pick the tubes up. He moved it this way to let the ropes down. Brought it this way to bring the ropes and the tubes up. And this side there was a driving control. This was the controller to drive the crane all the way round. It could be a very dangerous
Of
job.
course. Did any accidents happen?
Well, I once had an accident.
Did you?
They put a new man on my following my crane, and it was a bit lackadaisical, but I did save the situation. I'm driving along. Well, they used to pull chains to open the track for you to go off one track onto another. Well, I got nearly to the end, nearing of a track, opening of a track, when this follower pulls the chain and opens the track. So I couldn't pull my crane up. It done it, I was only so much off. So my crane went down. But I had the presence of mind to switch my control off, otherwise there would have been a bad accident. Well,
So you were
this
not
gent
hurt. You were not hurt.
just bumped my head. But when I they fetched a ladder to help me to get out, because the crane was upside down like that. So this gentleman, I can't remember his name, that was always round the works like a director, and he came next to Mr. Fraser. Well, they sent for him, like, which naturally he came, and he said, "Hiya, Lee." I said, "Hello." He said, "Are you shaken up?" I said, "No." I said, "I've just bumped my head." So he said to the nurse, Miss Rollinson, she was the head nurse. He said, "I should take Lee in and give her something." Miss Rollinson took me and she said, "Well, Mrs. Lee," she says, "you're very brave," she said. She said, "A lot of the drivers would have been in hysterics," she said. "I think you're very brave." I said, "Well, it's no good kicking up a big show," I said. "It's bad enough the crane coming off the line." So she gave me some white mixture. I remember that. They called her Miss Rollinson. She was a middle-aged
Now,
person.
she called you Mrs. Lee, but the Mr. Fraser called you Lee.
Lee?
He didn't call you Mrs. Lee.
No,
Why was
Lee.
that?
If he was speaking of any worker, it was surname.
Man or woman? Man or woman?
Yes, surname. That was, I
Was that
suppose.
common practice then? Was it a common practice then?
Yes, oh yes. That was the rules of the copperworks. They never called you a Christian name. Oh.
Now, you said to me before that some of the trouble was over the lunches. Now, were these the lunches that were provided in the canteen?
In the canteen. Well, they used to bring a lot of black treacle tarts. Black treacle. And they used to complain about always this black treacle tart. And then they used to bring a lot of vegetable meals on, you know. And they used to think they were charging too much money for such stuff. And then they used to have controversies over holidays. But there were never any controversy, to my knowledge, about wages. No, never. There were never the goings on that time like there is today.
Mrs. Lee, when there was the canteen, a new place, was it built during the war?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't what you call new, but it was a very, very nice place, a very decent. And the staff was taught to be clean in all their ways. Oh, it was a nice canteen, a very big one. A massive canteen. Of course, there was a massive number of people worked there.
And you had cloakrooms and places where you could change for work and things like that?
Pardon?
Cloakrooms. Did you have proper cloakrooms where you could wash
after
work?
Oh, yes. We used to have trousers and coats, belts on the coats and trousers. And we were charged little hat caps. We were charged so much for the washing of these if we left them at the copperworks, but we could take them home and wash them ourselves. But it wasn't worthwhile for what they charged you. I think it was 8 pence a suit at that time. And you could pick them up every Saturday, ready to put on clean on the Monday. Oh, they were very particular about your uniform. It was a nice uniform. It was brown. And the cap was brown with a beige band round. It was rather a smart outfit. Oh, and we used to wear putters. We used to wear putters. They used to be the bother. A lot of us didn't use to put them on while we got there. We used to put them on when we got in the crane. But it was a very happy life. I mean, it was very sad about the poor lads getting killed and all that. But as far as the work conditions, it was a very happy life. It really was happy. I enjoyed being there.
And what about in the evenings? What did you used to do in the evenings in Leeds?
I used to go dancing in the evening. I used to go to the 3 Hours Club on Vicar Lane. Two spinster ladies used to run it. And if you was in lodgings in Leeds, you could go to this 3 Hours Club. You could have a bath. And also, if you had friends or relatives visited you to Leeds, if you didn't belong Leeds, you could take them in the 3 Hours Club and they could sit in the lounge and they could have a meal. And it was quite nice. Mrs. King's two ladies had this club. It's where the club, there's a club now.
Who did you go by yourself dancing or with girls?
Oh, I used to go with a lady that belonged to Castleford, but they came to live in Leeds, in Pearl Street, in the Leylands. They came to live there while I used to go with her. I used to go to the club and I used to meet, because at that time I was in lodgings. I was in lodgings in Ada View. And it was only a very small house, and they had two children. I had to share a bedroom with these children because lodgings were very bad to get. And I was in lodgings. I used to spend most of my time at the 3 Hours Club. The Mrs. Kings were bred and born ladies, and the sort of being comfortable. If your home wasn't in Leeds, they would do all they could to make you comfortable and happy. Yes, it was a lovely club and such a lot of nice, decent people. There were no rowdyism like there is today.
Did young men come to the club?
Pardon?
Did young men come to the club?
Men? Oh, yes, yes. Yes, they used to come to the club. Quite a decent crowd. I used to stick to this friend, Mrs. Bladen, they called her. She's dead now, though. She died about 2 years ago. But we used to have happy time there. And I used to have all my meals there at the weekend. I used to go about 11 o'clock at Sunday and I'd have my lunch at 1. Then I sat in the lounge talking to different people, young women that was living away from home. It was quite nice.
Were there a lot of women living away
yes.
from home?
Yes, oh yes. There was a lot working at Greenwoods and Batley's and a lot working at Bamboo. And they used to come to this club, but they were all a decent crowd. There was never allowed... misconduct was never allowed in that club.
What do you mean by misconduct?
Such as arguments or doing things that they shouldn't do. It was a very, very well-run club. And there were all a decent lot of people.
And what kind of music did you have for your dancing?
Piano.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a violinist, but...
Did you play the piano in the club?
No. I didn't used to play there. And I hadn't a piano there. I was in lodgings. But we used to have a special pianist, a professional pianist. We used to have very happy times there. But everybody had to conduct themselves in a proper manner.
And you stayed in lodgings throughout the war till your husband came home, is that right?
Yes, I was in lodgings when he came home, but we had to leave because there wasn't room, because I was sharing a bedroom with 2 children at that time.
How much did you pay a week there? Was it board and lodging, or was it just lodging?
£3. She used to do my washing for me. I used to pay £3, but she used to do my washing for me. And you see, food was rationed. Well, many times she would give me air ration. I paid £3. That included my washing. I paid £3 a week.
How could you afford to pay so much if you were...
Well, I had some money in the bank. And when I first went, she wanted me to pay £2 and pay for my washing separate. So then she started once or twice. She washed me walking out court and she'd do the bit of mending my stockings and do all that. So I gave her the £3, but I had a good bit of money in the bank then. But it all went when my husband came back.
And, but Mrs. Lee, so you had to take money out of the bank to pay for your rent?
Yes, I only got 12 and 6 a week. And then I used to send my husband a 10-shilling parcel every week to France. When he was in France, I used to send him a parcel. So I was practically living.
Couldn't you get a cheaper lodgings than £3?
Well, I wasn't...
It seems a lot of money.
Yes, but it was homely. And she worked very hard for me, and lodgings was very bad to get. I could have gone to the other end of the town where I wouldn't have been any better off paying tram fares, you see. And she would do bits of mending for me, and she was really good, and she was a poor woman. But she tried to make me very comfortable. And time went along. Well, we had to leave. Well, there was a gentleman round on Waterloo, on Low Road. He had a furniture shop and he had a house next to the Baptist Tabernacle. And he let me have that house. So we got that house. But I had to leave the other lodging because when my husband came, there wasn't room for it.
Mrs. Lee, the money you managed to save during the war, you saved from the time you were working at Scarborough and the time you were working at Leeds?
Yes. Well, when I was in Scarborough, I saved for the simple reason I didn't have to pay my mother anything. My mother kept me. And she said, "Now, Beatrice, you put your money away. You might need it in future days. And you've made an effort to work for your living. That we'll keep you." And my mother used to buy me clothes for me. And my father used to buy me. So that enabled me to save a bit of money, you see.
Did Did you remember